It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd, Too Sweet Loya, Pugs Dread, and Kruger. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
Namaste.
Well, I'm already friend. I'm already offended I didn't get called the sheriff yet, so.
You are the sheriff, Todd. you're the now officially the sheriff of Los Angeles.
But the deputy seemed to piss somebody off at the Kruger household, which I'm fascinated to know more about.
I was listening to the, you know, the last episode when you guys were reviewing the Harvey Weinstein, and Dan, like, first off, I've been binging a lot of your guys' shows, so you guys are playing throughout, like, my house all the fucking time now. So, like, everybody kind of gets, you know, who everybody is and shit, and I was listening to it, and Dan was bringing up, like, at least they weren't, like, little kids. and just out of nowhere, somebody in my house just goes, "Yeah, but that doesn't make it any fucking better, you retard."
It sounds.
High five that person for me.
Shit had me dying laughing.
God, there's probably worse episodes, though. I was going to say, not worse, probably.
It depends how far back you're going in the catalog.
We've matured.
If there's no video, you better worry.
Yeah, I was going to say anything. Anything went back then. Well, I made an impression, though. So.
Never change.
Didn't you also mention something about the hat?
The hat?
Someone told me how much they hated your hat. I didn't know it was somebody in your...
That was me.
Oh, that was you.
I didn't hear this. Who's hating on my hat?
Well, no. Now we can't.
I said it in the chat, and we'll bring it up when that person appears on the show.
No, good. Look at the wheels turning.
Who's appearing on the show?
Not today.
It's not for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm curious to see who has a bad taste in hats. But anyways, we are here to talk horror films, so we will get right into it. We've got a pair of, I guess we can call this an extreme horror show. We've got a couple of those coming up for you guys. And our first film from director Luciano Onetti is Francesca. It's been 15 years since the disappearance of little Francesca, daughter of the renowned poet and playwright Vittoria Visconti. The community is stalked by a psychopath bent on cleansing the city of impure and damned souls. Moretti and Succo are the detectives in charge of finding the killer of these Dante-esque crimes. Francesca has returned, but she is not the same girl they once knew. Okay, so... kind of a modern day giallo homage. Those don't always work for me. But Kruger, I'm curious, are you a giallo fan? And how did this modern one do it for you?
So I'm not like, you know, super into them, but I just like, since Joe Bob had Deep Red on, I actually like really, really enjoyed that movie a lot, especially like some of the kills and stuff. Like I wasn't expecting it to be as like brutal and, you know, like creative. And, yeah, I really like this, Francesca. I mean, I think it really nailed that vibe. You know, that 70s giallo vibe and like, everything about it, just like all the atmospheric shots, and like I thought it was shot very, very well. And I loved like the little homages it had in it to like stuff like Deep Red. Like I appreciated all of that, and I just overall thought it was a really good one.
Yeah, I agree. There's not a lot of good modern giallo style films. Actually, the French filmmakers, Helene Cattet and Bruno Forzani, who did Amer and Strange Color of Your Body's Tears, are like two of the more successful ones. I think they did a really good job capturing the aesthetic of a giallo. There were a few bits that I thought didn't look so hot with the baby. But it's definitely creepy, and I think overall they did a great job. Pugs, what did you think?
Before I give my opinion, I have a question, because I didn't investigate or look up any research on this movie. Is this a brand new movie?
No, like, it's an older. It's I think a couple of years old. And I think it was the director's first movie.
Well, no, actually, it's like his first big one. He had one before, and I when I say big, I'm using that. And honestly, when we started this show, I didn't realize we were actually doing a director profile, because they're both our films tonight are directed by Luciano. I didn't even look that much into it too, but yeah, I know what you're saying, Pugs. It does definitely feel like something of its time, or well, of the time they're trying to present.
What year was it made then?
2015.
Yeah. Holy shit. Okay, that just changed my rating completely. Wow.
Yeah,
why for retarded?
No, a lot of people are like this, and they have another one that's that we'll probably review in the future. Abracadabra just came out, which is another period piece of giallo.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, because if it's half as good as this one, I'm in for a treat. Yeah, I'm not like the biggest giallo fan, but I do love every time they decide to get crazy with gore. They don't hold back. Mm-hmm. I had no idea this was brand new. Like, I think it was brand new. I'm impressed as fuck at the moment. Yeah, I actually like the baby. I don't like... I'll just say I like the baby, because we all know how I feel about Serbian film.
They did... This baby bears a little bit better. Little bit.
Yeah.
I think you like, because you could be the first one, Dan. Anyway, this movie's great. Yeah, it feels really freaking old that I thought I was watching it, like one night that slipped by and one of the ones that got away. Well, holy crap, that's really cool.
It's very difficult. I mean, we've had like particularly a lot of like grindhouse homage action flicks that try, but it's very rare that you can actually make it truly feel like it was made, you know, in 1973 or something. You know, it's
incorporating the Divine Comedy, which is freaking badass, and Dante's Inferno. And then the carrying coins. Yeah, all around, this is a really good time.
I'm waiting for a new giallo to incorporate Todd's Crimes into it. We need like a giallo in Los Angeles with like a Todd. But Todd, what did you think? Because I know you're a giallo.
First I'm going to just say this.
Oopsie. He's tired of me calling him out Los Angeles.
I'm going to say the American slasher is the cousin of the Italian giallo. And we already had Maniac, so that's good enough.
Absolutely. What did you think of Francesca? Because like I said, some of them are not good when they do try this, but this one didn't leave me wanting to just go and watch like Strip Nude for Your Killer or, you know, Torso.
It actually, for me, it did make me want to watch some other, you know, giallos from the actual era. Mm-hmm. I think they did nail the period, though. I mean, if I didn't know, I would have probably been like, how did I miss this one? And I've heard that a lot of comments on Abracadabra recently, too, that they didn't realize it was new also. But overall, I did really like this one. But I don't know if it was because it was a period piece and made me want to watch the real thing. Or was, you know, doing it. But overall, I mean, if you're a fan of the Giallo, this is definitely a good one to jump in on, even if you're not. I mean, although some people will be turned off by the subtitles, but whatever. You know what? It honestly, if they wanted to make this like a real...
Yeah, the dubbing, yeah.
They would have done the dubbing and let every actor speak their own language. But that just me. That is just a little thing that I just thought of now.
There's a couple things. Also, being a Giallo, there's not much in the way of nudity, which is unusual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you said, the dubbing, although I'm kind of glad that they didn't. That's kind of like putting in the dirt and splices on Grindhouse.
Dubbing. Well, no, it's not even that. The problem with dubbing now, it's not going to sound period.
Yeah.
The dubbing artists are totally different. Yeah. So,
well, the editor did a pretty good job. Still this my favorite Giallo.
Yeah, parody. No, I love the editor.
this one, I've had it a while and I hadn't gotten around to watching it. And it's not, there's not a ton of money behind this by any means. So to be able to pull off everything that they did and making it feel, you know, original and, you know, and authentic to the time, I think they did a great job. I give this one a 4 out of 5. What say you, Kruger?
I'm a 4 out of 5 too. The only reason I didn't rate it higher is because, like you said, a couple of the effects did look a little but overall, you know, it was a great time. And like Todd said, it definitely made me want to dive into Giallo more and like learn more about it because I'm, you know, such a virgin in that genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strip nude for your killer. I think Todd will second that one.
But that's got Edwidge. But Tenebrae, the Argento one's probably my favorite.
Oh yeah, Argento, you can't go wrong on. Well, all of his early films for sure. Pugs, did you rate it yet?
Not yet. Well, I was sitting at a 4 with you guys up until I found out this is only 5 years old. So,
when did you think it was made? Just curious, like when.
Maybe early 80s, late 70s. I was fooled. So that's awesome. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? The murder is fucking awesome. 4.5.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a 4 too. Pugs made me want to raise it, but
and you can get this from Unearthed Films on Blu-ray. Definitely check them out, one of my favorite companies. And Stephen Biro's got some really cool shit still coming. So, check this one out. I highly recommend it. So moving on to our next film, which is actually from the Onetti brothers, so co-directed, is What the Waters Left Behind. The town of Epequin, sorry if I'm saying that wrong, was flooded on November 10th, 1985, and was deep underwater for over 30 years. When the waters receded, the town was still intact and stayed deserted, at least so they thought. A group of young filmmakers takes a trip to the ruins to film a documentary. Ignoring the warnings, they get stranded, and one by one, they soon find out that you don't have to go to Texas for a massacre. I will get out of the way, like totally ripped off Pieces ad campaign there, but that's cool. At least you go with something pretty awesome. Kruger, what did you think about What the Waters Left Behind? This one's brand new.
Yeah, I liked it, but there was a couple of things I did have an issue with. One of the ones is obviously this is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre ripoff. almost too much. Like, that was my biggest problem, was it almost ripped it off too much. Like, especially, like, towards the end and stuff. And the other problem I had was a couple of the soundtracks they used. It kind of took me out of the movie. Like, you have all this brutal shit going on, and then it had like an upbeat rock soundtrack in a certain scene, and I was just like, this is kind of weird. but what it did have going for it was that I thought the costume designs on, like, you know, the family, the killers and stuff, like, that shit was really, really cool. I love the story of, you know, everybody or the town being, you know, swept away by a major flood. Now it's just like this deserted wasteland. Like, I love, like, the set designs and stuff. And then the kills. Especially, like, comparing it, you know, watching this so close to Francesca, you could see how well the effects improved. And, like, there was, you know, one kill that I'll talk about in the spoiler section that I was just like, fuck yeah, when it happened. So, overall, I liked it, but it does have its problems.
Yeah, it follows Texas Chainsaw Massacre very, very close. I mean, it's definitely a love letter to that, which I don't have an issue with, but, you know, I mean, everything from the ass zoom shot, just everything. You even kind of have the annoying Franklin character. I mean, they kind of get it all.
Tuck the words out of my mouth, Bugs.
That's messed up. I'm not Franklin. Come on.
I know you're Colin Robinson.
Yeah, you can walk. It's fine. I actually refer to this movie as Casa of a Thousand Corpses because, yes, it does do Texas Chainsaw, but there are some straight-up Rob Zombie shit shots going up on here, especially when, like, it pauses and it's all black and red. I'm like, oh, he's a zombie fan. That's cool. So am I. Yeah.
Me too.
This movie is just fun. It is brutal as shit when the time comes, and then my favorite dude is the homeboy with the fucking white robe. Just lounging around, watching his calisthenic videos, having a grand old time.
I was going to say the Argentinian Jane Fonda workout video, and he was
stroking it. He looked a little bit like Robert Englund, or his, like, channeling his Robert Englund in, like, 2001 Maniacs or something. Like, yeah, dude, this movie caught me off guard. I was not expecting it to be that cool. It does have its issues, but I can forgive it with the amount of gore it gave me.
I'm sure Freddie Fapp to the Jane Fonda workout video. I'm sure that happened at some point in his personal life. But
with the glove on, or it doesn't count.
Oh, that's some sadomasochism there, Pugs. I did enjoy it. I mean, it does manage. It's not original, but it does manage to have some really nice suspense. The character, the old lady, was very creepy. You kind of know pretty much exactly where things are going with this one. But yeah, that, what'd you think, Todd? Because obviously you're a Texas Chainsaw guy like me.
Going against everyone, I was not a huge fan of it. It was a little too much of an homage to them, we'll just say it ripped them off a little too much for my taste. Yeah. The gore was really cool, but overall, I don't know if it was because I set my expectations so high on this one. But yeah, it made me want to watch some real Sawyer action.
I will say there is a superior film that we did a while back called Trauma, which is unrelenting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. I love that fucking movie so much. I just rewatched it recently.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you put that on for family movie night, I guarantee they won't complain about me anymore. You'll get all my heat.
That's the last Casa on the left.
I love that one. Floored me, but this is not quite that level. But, you know, you can tell it was made by horror fans, and yeah, it had that going for it too.
I definitely look forward to more work from these guys. I want to see Abracadabra.
Yeah.
This one just didn't work for me. I mean, I didn't hate it. It just wasn't. Yeah.
The location too, though, was really good. That added to it for me.
I want more stories from, like, that scene's fucking cool.
The one bald dude too. I thought he was like he was my favorite part of the movie, especially when he's just like got like you know he's got the duct tape and stuff and just going crazy. Like I loved it.
Yeah,
Kruger, have you seen a movie called Atroz?
Yes, no. I have it. It's one of my favorite movies from Unearthed put out. That dildo scene, bro.
I was gonna say that too. Like the plastic bag, and I was like, "This is cool as fuck."
Yeah. This one is probably, I mean, it's a brutal movie, but it's probably light compared to some of the heavier Unearthed stuff. But you know, there is some assault stuff. There's some nasty gore that will probably still get under your skin. Kruger, what do you think? What do you rate this one?
I give this one a 3.5 out of 5. Okay. Just mainly, like Todd said, it did call back a little too much to Texas Chainsaw for my liking as well. But the gore did make up for it. And like I said, I really dug, or like you said, Dan, I really dug the location. Like, that's what made me not have a negative opinion on it.
Yeah, no, it added to the atmosphere quite a bit. What say you, Pugs?
I had too much fun with it to not give it anything under a 4. So, quattro.
Awesome. What say you, Todd?
I am a 3 because it is definitely above average, but I wish it would have been higher.
Yeah, I'm a 3.5. I think I had a great time with it. I recommend it. Like I said, it does follow it very close, but then again, that was the intent, so I can't punish it too hard. The characters were brutal. Like I said, there's definitely at least a few scenes that will probably make you feel uncomfortable. But if you really want, make this a double with Trauma and end with Trauma, which is a Chilean, right? I think yes. Chilean film. Check that one out as your main event. Family movie night, guys. Can't watch Disney Plus all the time. You got to mix it up. We'll get we'll have a brief spoiler talk here for anything that we wanted to cover. Right now, spoiler warning, if you haven't seen the movies yet, it might not be heavy spoilers, but, you know, if you're picky, now would be the time to pause and come back after you watch the movies. All right, so Kruger, what did you want to discuss as far as either film goes?
Okay, on Francesca, I just want to say, like, Pugs, I loved the baby scene. I mean, it did look like it didn't look the best. Like, it could have looked better, but just that shit. Like, I didn't know what I was getting into, and then when that hit, I was like, oh, this is gonna be a fucking great movie. And like. Just every and then that twist at the end of Francesca, like that twist was so fucking good, man. Like I wasn't expecting it at all. Me and my like girl were watching and we were trying to figure out, you know, who the killer was. And then when they just threw that curveball, I thought that was, you know, like just the cherry on top that made it like, you know, made me really, really like it.
Hell yeah.
My thing with the Giallo is if you can guess who did it, they didn't do it right.
Yeah.
you're going to get points for me anytime you treat a baby like a pincushion. Like Arrow Hooter. Fuck yeah.
Todd, have you ever worked at a gas station in Argentina?
Never.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. You have family there?
Because all brown people are the same, huh, Master Dan?
Damn. That's not what I said.
That's what you're implying, Dan.
That's what I heard.
That's messed up. So I was calling you a Todd, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I had something to say about fucking shit.
Francesca?
No. I was moving on to the What the Weather's Left Behind. Fuck, I forgot. Oh yeah. Trigger warning for animal lovers. Look away once you see the gas mask.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that big ass fucking saw? No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
On a chain. Cool shit.
I really like that the costume design on that one, like the one member of the family that was all deformed and shit.
Yeah.
The tiny? I'm like, and then when they like all the like with the way that we're wearing like the ram's head and the different like animals' heads, like I love that shit. And then that dude, how sick was that fucking head smash when he got him with the club?
Oh yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. So, you know, this movie's getting kind of a – people are being a little overly harsh because, I mean, it is a ripoff, but it's a good ripoff and a fantastic location.
Allow me to put my Dan hat on for a second. The Latinas could have used a little more meat. Just saying.
Hey, I'm with you there.
I like the girls in this one. Oh, they look pretty good.
I didn't say they were ugly. I'm just saying they were kind of twiggy and, you know, I like them a little bigger. But look, she was.
I'm co-signing with Bugs.
Yeah. They're Latin. Again. They should have the big asses. Let's just say it.
I was going to say, at this point, you can just go right out and say big asses.
Whoa, man, that was kind of racist.
God damn it, Todd.
Well, when you said it.
Fucked up. All right, so. Guys, be sure to tune in. We've got another Extreme Horror show that you can listen to shortly. We're going to be doing Ryan Nicholson. We'll probably have a couple episodes over the coming
months. We're going to be doing his movies.
Yes, we're going to be doing Gutterballs and Famine. So support us, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for new and exclusive early content.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Stalk us on Twitter, twitter.com/fleshwoundradio. I think should come up for you. But yeah, add us, follow us on there, Instagram, all that good stuff, Facebook, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio group. Join it and like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page and fleshwoundfeatures.com.
Or we'll give you a header.
We will give you a header. We will give you a header. There you go. There you go. Yeah, and I don't think we have to like lift anybody up for it either. Yeah, I don't know. If we got some call up grandpa or something and he'll give you a header too. All right. So you can listen to our review if you have no idea what we're talking about on that one.
It's a good time.
Or why Dan wears his hat.
Kruger, did you see that just recently?
Yeah, I just watched Heather like I think last week. And I had turned it off the first time I watched it because of the acting. Yeah, but once the Heather happens, I was like, holy fucking shit. What the fuck?
Hell yeah.
Because you listened to the review. Like, I was not into it until that moment.
Yeah, neither was I.
It's a hurdle to get past, but like you guys know, once you do, holy crap, strap in.
If you read Edward Lee's books, which there's actually two Heather sequels that he wrote, so I highly recommend it. There is a very unique way of speaking in there too. So if you think that's fucked up, read The Teratologist.
Oh yeah, I keep meaning to order that.
Dude, it is some of the most repulsive sexual stuff that you could ever imagine in that book. There is no way it could be a movie. No way.
Challenge accepted.
Right.
Dude, it is twisted.
You see how cheap Heather looks? I could do it.
but trust me, you do a book review. It's a short book. I don't think it's like long, but anyways. All right, gentlemen, we will see you back here next time. Stay safe out there.
Namaste.
Good night.